I have been through serious bouts of depressions at times in my life. And I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings, but I don't take any of my words back. I really needed some help because I was like, am I going to ruin a great relationship that I have by getting married to him?
Koimoi.com.
6 months back, we all experienced a very unfortunate incident, you know, Sushant Singh Rajput's death, you know, the entire nation, in fact, the entire, everyone was shocked with it. We all were moved with this. And after this, Riya Chakraborty got arrested. And you were one of the very few person, you know, who was supporting both. You demanded justice for both Sushant Singh Rajput and Riya Chakraborty. But your, you know, taking stand for Riya did not go down well with Sushant Singh Rajput's niece, Mallika. So, you know, she kind of, took it on Twitter and she kind of slammed your tweets. So what do you think about this entire situation, you know?
Really? I didn't even know about that. His niece, is it?
Yeah, really, yeah.
That's why I say you got to choose your battles. And when I do, I don't listen to the stones that are thrown at my glass house. It's so unfortunate. The first film he did, there were three people in it. Help me with the name. Kaipoche. I saw it in the theaters and I was like, who is this guy? So amazing. You know, Robin Williams killed himself. One of the greatest talents. We don't know what it is, right? So I know very closely about mental health. I know people who suffer from it and I know the patterns of it. And I have been through serious bouts of depressions at times in my life because we are constantly judged, you know, to arrive to a place of strength and stability. You have to go through all the pain and the failures and insecurities. And nobody's born with all this confidence. This comes through working through all these insecurities. And I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings, but I don't take any of my words back. I still stand by everything I said and did. Looking back and how I was slammed at, I just, you know, I'm above all of them. I don't deal with small-minded people.
So do you think this lockdown has triggered, as you said, you know, even you have been through that phase of depression. So do you think this lockdown has triggered those emotions most of us? Because the cases of depression and committing suicide, you know, they've increased during the lockdown.
Absolutely.
Industry, we talk about people from the industry, there have been many cases.
That's because you write about the many cases in the front page, you know, that because you see them on screen, so they get a bigger space in the paper or in your news channels. I think it really did trigger a big question about mental health during the lockdown, because this is the first time in your life you were ever asked to be with yourself, you know, locked up with yourself. So you really got to see who you are and not distracted by your work or friends or, anything and everything else that you do. There was no distraction. You were forced to look at yourself. Some were happy to do so and some really got scared saying, oh my God, is this who I really am? That's why I tell people, I mean, you know, when your heart's hurting, you go to a cardiologist. When your head's hurting, you go to a doctor. When what is inside your head is hurting and questioning you, why wouldn't you go to a doctor? It's just that. It's just a taboo that you cannot go seek help. Otherwise, how else are you to know? The world came to India to learn about inner peace and inner language and things beyond your control. And here we are stopping everybody from doing the same thing. So we got to reclaim what was ours. And then mental health isn't such a big deal to talk about.
So how did you cope up with your depression phase, you know?
Meditation, yoga, therapist. In America, I used to have a great psychologist that I used to talk to. Even the simplest of things, like when I was having my daughter, when I was getting married, I really needed some help because I was like, am I going to ruin a great relationship that I have by getting married to him, you know, because I really find it very difficult to believe in that institute. But talking to somebody really helped and gave me a perspective, and if not for that, I wouldn't have gone ahead. Koimoi.com.